This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
And hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at the UD Arena, several minutes away from an early start of our nightcap, the third game of three here at UD, all district finals, boys division four. It's Jackson Center against Springfield Catholic Central. Jackson Center Tigers, 19-6 on the year. Springfield Catholic Central, 23-2. These two clubs who go at it tooth and nail here tonight could look in the mirror and they could see the other team. Each club will exercise great patience on offense when the situation dictates. Each club will push the ball if the opportunity exists. These Jackson Center Tigers beating Fort Loramie 42-41 in a thriller on Friday on a bucket with 2 seconds to go by Camden Reese have now won 12 games in a row. And you might ask, Chuck, why are they doing it? Well, they're doing something now they didn't do earlier in the year, and that's closeout games. The sectional final at Pickwick, one example. A late season 57-56 win at Anna, another example. Camden Reese helped win that game in the last minute. Camden Reese, the 6'3 junior, has taken charge at very crucial stages. The Tigers, when they need to have it, are getting well-balanced scoring. How about that January 22nd upset at Marion Local, 62-43. Jace Mullenauer had 18, Nolan Fark 16, Carson Regula 14, Reese had 11, and the free throw shooting has been remarkable. It's up to 74.5%. The five starters are hitting fouls now between 72 and 82%. Mullenauer is 69 of 84, 82% after 25 games. Those are the reasons why Jackson Center is so hot here in February, or I should say now March,
but they were hot in February.
Yep, as we turn the page of the calendar. Yep. And this team is playing like there's no tomorrow, and it's winning tight games. Springfield Catholic Central almost blew its game against Cedarville on Saturday. Had a 14-point lead at the half. Had to hang on to win by two. So each team coming off a sectional championship squeaker. They collide tonight in what everybody seems to think is a toss-up game.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, we saw Springfield Catholic early in the season at Fort Loramie. And then, of course, we've seen Jackson Center a bunch this year. Springfield Catholic, good basketball team. They've got a lot of components. They've got Ian Galuch. He's a terrific. And then Cole Ray. And, I mean, you go down the list. Ashton Young. Jordan Threets is a big kid. They're going to be a real challenge for Jackson Center tonight. Jackson Center on the other side. They moved Camden Reese out to, and he's been playing the point guard for him at 6'3". He's really doing a good job. And I think that's when they really turned the corner and started playing much better offensive basketball.
Yeah, Camden is now averaging close to 8 points a game. The team is led by Carson Regula and Jace Mullenauer, both between 11 and 12. But this team is getting good balanced scoring. Kellen Reichert, the fifth starter, was exceptional against Fort Loramie in the Jackson Center win on Friday. Springfield Catholic Central can be patient. It can run the ball when a break opportunity presents itself. The Irish are led in scoring by Tyler Galush. He's averaging 17.5 a game, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Ashton Young, almost 12 a game. Ian Galush, a little over 10. Cole Ray at nearly 9. So four players are very close to double figures. 3 hit double digits, 1 just below. And it's a group that's played together ever since they were 9th and 10th graders. They have matured and have emerged and are vying for a district championship here tonight against Jackson Center. It should be a great game.
I think it's going to be a good one.
Again, if you just joined us, we are starting early. In fact, about 15 minutes ahead of schedule. The printed published start times for these district championship games at UD Arena tonight were 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, with ceremonies between games.
Right.
You present hardware for the players, the district runners-up, the district champs, you award the school or team trophy to the district winner. You cut down the nets, but that exercise went pretty quickly following the Botkins win over Ripley. That game ended fast. Second half of that game was played briskly.
It was fast. Not a lot of fouls called. The first game was just a thumping also. Tri-Village ran Fayetteville off the floor. So we've had two runaways. It's time to have a good one.
Tri-Village winning 64-29 in the first district championship game here tonight, defeating Fayetteville Perry. And Botkins was victorious 73-39 over Ripley in game two. We've got a one-minute radio station break upcoming right now. We'll take it immediately, then return with our starters. It's Jackson Center. It's Springfield Catholic Central. Should be a doozy. Stay tuned. One-minute station break next on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams here tonight, there are key building components for Jackson Center. It's rely on continued strong play from Camden Reese, along with Carson Regula and Jace Mullenauer. That's the triumvirate of real good scores the last several weeks for Jackson Center, which has gotten balanced scoring right across the board. So balanced tonight against Springfield Catholic Central, which, like Jackson Center, will display balance too. You've got to slow down the Galooshes, Tyler and Ian. They stand at 6'4", 6'1". Very crafty players, very solid players. Jackson Center will have their hands full with those two, along with 6'3", Cole Ray. You might think it would take 55 points to win this game. Maybe not. These two teams could exercise a little more patience offensively. I'm expecting a game in the 40s. Those are the key building components for these two clubs tonight. Patience on offense. Rely on the leading scorers in this big district championship game tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Richard can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, let's take a one-minute break, then we'll return with our starters and the tip. Jackson Center, Springfield Catholic Central on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's Wygant's newest neighborhoods located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Jackson Center Tigers start Camden Reese, 6'3" junior, averaging 7.5 points a game. Also starting Kellen Reichert. He's been solid. He's been shifted into the starting lineup over the last month and a half or so. Reichert averaging 3 points a game. He facilitates, he distributes, he does all the little things extremely well. Carson Regula, 6-footer senior, averaging 11 plus per game. Nolan Fark, 6 feet tall, 8.5 points a game. And Jace Mullenauer, nearly 12 points per game. He is a junior. That's the starting five for Jackson Center, which Chuck against Fort Loramie got a nice lift off the bench from Bryson Roberts, who stepped in and made a long triple.
Yeah, he came in and did a nice job. That was a really, Loramie had cut the lead down and they were making a run, and that was a big three. And it kind of pushed the lead back out. I think at that point to like four, Loramie got the lead, their only lead of the game. They only lasted about 4 seconds, and Jackson scored at the buzzer.
Starting lineup for Springfield Catholic Central, Tyler Galuch. He's the big scorer, 6'4" junior. Cole Ray, 6'3" junior. Ian Galuch, a 6'1" senior. The Galuches are brothers. Patrick Cavanaugh, a 6'1" senior. Ashton Young, a 6-foot senior. Springfield Catholic Central averaging 58 a game. Jackson Center, 48 a game. Springfield Catholic Central shoots free throws at 66%. Jackson Center at 74. But Springfield Catholic Central shoots the three ball better, 38% to 33. We're all set to go for the opening tip to start it. And it's one with the Tigers. Regula backs it back to Camden Reese. And guarding Camden is Tyler Galuch. Right wing, it's Carson Regula, number 5 on his back. Jackson Center in the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Orange and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Springfield Catholic Central in a very dark green or a shade of black. Those are the uniforms, top to bottom. White numbers with green trim. Catholic Central, predominantly the white tennies, the green socks. White tennis shoes for the Tigers, who pass the ball around top of the circle. Camden Reese starts down the right side of the lane. On a weave, it goes to Reichert. Back to Camden Reese. Stolen. Good steal. A run out Catholic Central, and that was the biggest walk I've ever seen. The shot is missed on the layup by Ian Galuch. Cole Ray gets the stick back, on it, and on that fast break, Chuck, the man out in front for Catholic Central, took 3 to 5 running steps somewhere in between. It would have been called traveling twice in the NBA. That's how this game begins. The long three, but Jackson Center's regular wide left, no good. Rebound, Ian Galuch of Springfield Catholic. Just simply no consistency in how the travel call is made at the high school level anymore. Boy, that was a bad one to start this game. Catholic Central with the ball, top of the circle, Patrick Cavanaugh. Jackson Center bench erupted. Everybody was signaling traveling. So is part of the cheering section. Dribble drive down the lane. Left-hander on the run. Ashton Young kissed it in off the window. No help by the Tigers. And two layups to start the contest for Springfield Catholic Central, which leads it 4-0. On the arc, it's Fark for Jackson Center and out of Camden Reese. Mullenauer and Regula. They try to slip back door. Can't do it. Irish are wise to it. Camden Reese out of the key. Goes right flank to Kellen Reichert. Reichert picks up his dribble. Now Mullenauer, 25 feet away, tries to split a couple defenders. Reaching foul on the Irish. Late 2 minutes, 15 seconds, 4-0 Catholic Central. Our Jackson Center Fort Laramie game, Chuck, was what, 4-2 for about 6 minutes?
Yeah, I think it was 5-5 at the end of the first quarter.
Camden Reese, top of the circle for the Tigers, yet to score. Regula on the arc is a screen from Clark. Regula knifes down the lane, overshoots a runner. Rebound Catholic Central. Darting into the forecourt goes Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh used his arm and fended off a Tiger defensive player. That's an offensive foul.
Yeah, good call.
Two right away whistled against Catholic Central.
Boy, Jackson needs to calm down a little bit. Regula got what looked to be an easy shot, and he shot it about 14 feet too far.
Yeah, I'd say so far here at the outset, Tigers showing more nerves than the Irish. Here's Camden Reese, top of the circle, popping out to catch Reichert, right wing. Pick and roll with Fark, nothing doing. Top of the circle, Regula. Camden Reese has it high left. They open up the middle. Camden can't split defenders. Gives it to Molenauer. Good defense, Catholic Central. Ball looped into the left corner. Pitch and catch. Regula, Reichert. Here's Fark. Fark picked up straight away by Kavanaugh. Now Molenauer. Molenauer off balance, jump shot behind the foul line. Hit the rim, backboard, came away, no good. Rebound Tyler DeLuch for Catholic Central. Jackson Center got a shot, but it was forced. Open lane to the rim. A drive by Cole Ray right to the rack, and the Irish have got three layups.
That looked like the Red Sea that time. It parted, and Ray took it right to the basket.
Wow. Tigers known for their solid defense are not sharp here at the start. Camden Reese goes baseline. On the arc to Fark. Long 22-footer in and out, no good. Rebound Molenauer among the trees. Got it, and a foul.
Well, there you go. I think that evened it up because Catholic Central wanted to travel on Molenauer, and he did travel. They just didn't call it.
I tell you, Jace at 5'11", gets a lot done inside.
Yep. He's a good rebounder.
Yep, he's got good hops in those legs of his. He's at the stripe for a three-point play chance. He's got it. He's an 82.5% foul shooter on the year. He just made another one. 6-3 Catholic Central. Here's a long jump shot, right flank, three ball, Patrick Kavanaugh, good for Catholic Central.
They lost him in the defense. They had no idea where he was.
Tigers fell apart defensively that trip down the floor. Molenauer, baseline left, all the way to the rim. His momentum carried him underneath. He shot it too strong. Weak side rebound, Catholic Central. There's a near walk, and a travel ensues.
They got in the lane. There was no place for him to go.
3:22 to go, first quarter. Jackson Center to midcourt. It's Camden Reese. Picked up by Tyler Galuch. Right flank, Kellen Reichert. Reichert puts it on the deck. Back to Fark. Straightaway triple. High off the back iron. Great rebound by Cole Ray. He soared. Fed it up the floor to Ashton Young. Shake and bake move between a couple defenders. Then cut off 10 feet from the rim. Circles the wagons back out on top. Coach John Dentling of Catholic Central barking out signals. Here's Trey King, 6'2 senior, on the arc. Pitches to Young. Young lets it fly. Ill-advised three-pointer skipped off the rim. Rebound Jackson Center. Here's Molenauer, 2:38 to go. First quarter, 9-5, Catholic Central. Here's Kellen Reichert, elbow on the left, now to Fark. Right wing Regula. He hustles up a long three ball. No, it hit the back brace. Rebound by Molenauer. Flips it to Regula on the arc. Left side to Fark. And Jackson Center resets. 2:18 to go, first quarter. 9-5 Catholic Central. Here's Jace Molenauer. Foul line. Splits a couple defenders. Shot blocked in the lane. Good defense, Catholic Central. Here's Young. Down the floor to Kavanaugh. Gives it to Tyler Galuch. Back to the basket. He's 6'3 with those long arms. Plays like 6'5. A Tiger fell down. Easy pickings in the paint for Galuch. Tyler Galuch makes it 11-5. Catholic Central. 1:46 to go. First quarter. On the arc, Kellen Reichert to Fark. Bark has an avenue right down the lane. A runner. Good. And a foul on the Irish.
Offensively, you're kind of seeing what you expected to see from Jackson Center. Defensively, I'm not sure I've ever seen them have this bad a quarter.
No, it's pretty easy buckets for Catholic Central so far. And I'm sure the Tigers will begin to make adjustments on the fly. The free throw by Fark swirls in and out. No good. Rebound, Catholic Central up 11-7. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Midcourt, Ashton Young veers off to the left. Tigers guard him. Lucas Hartle is on the floor now. Ball thrown to Tyler DeLuch. He's got a little crease, slices through the paint area, and pitches one in from 6 feet.
He's really mobile for his size.
Yep. 13-7, Catholic Central. 108 to go here in the first quarter. Bryson Roberts in off the bench now for the Tigers. To Fark, to Mullenauer, 25 feet away on the right. Back to Fark, sets and shoots a bomb. Swish! Nolan Fark to the rescue. 13-10, Catholic Central. It seems like the Irish should be up by 7 or 8 points.
Oh, I know. That was a big shot right there.
47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Catholic Central acts like it will play for one. Tyler DeLuch, the junior, is at the timeline on the bounce. Now gives it up near side to Ashton Young. Clock has worked down to 28. High right to Patrick Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh makes a ginger-like handoff to teammate Tyler DeLuch, who swings it near side to Cole Ray. 17-16. Here's Tyler DeLuch. Here's Ashton Young. We're down to 11, 10, 9. Jackson Center behind the three. Late first quarter. Ashton Young, dribble drive, off his foot, picked up by the Tigers. 3 seconds left. Nolan Fark comes down the floor and can't get a shot away. And the first period finishes. Catholic Central 13, Jackson Center 10 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right, go Goffney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. And as we start the second quarter, Nolan Fark with a strip. He took the ball away at midcourt, and he zipped the other direction. Driving layup is good.
He jumped the route.
And Jackson Center right away, opening second period, have cut Catholic Central's advantage all the way down to 1, 13-12. Irish have the ball outside the arc on the left. It's Ashton Young. Young to Tyler DeLuch, 25 feet away. Camden Reese on him. DeLuch wants to drive. DeLuch gets around. Reese stops, fakes, and dips in and scores. Six-footer. Boy, is he clever. Very mobile for a big man, as Chuck noted earlier.
Yeah, boy.
Clever. Shifty feet. 15-12 in favor of Catholic Central. Here's Bryson Roberts, regular ahead of the key for the Tigers. On a weave to Reese. Outside the arc on the right to Fark. Deep right corner goes Hartle. Wanted to drive. Was shut off at the short corner. Top of the circle. Ray guarding Regula. Here's Roberts. Left corner goes baseline. Back to Regula. High arching three ball. Short. Clangs off the rim. Rebound. Catholic Central's Ian DeLuch. Up to Young. Ashton Young dashes through the lane. Circles the wagons. Back out on top. Hands it off to Trey King. 6.5 to go, second quarter, 15-12. Catholic Central in the lead.
Well, they're shooting 88% from the floor here in the first half.
Easy shots. That will accent your percentage anytime. Thanks so much to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw and Mercer County and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Jackson Center knocked the ball out of bounds twice. Catholic Central throws it back in. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. 15-12 Irish. Top of the circle, Ashton Young. He twists his way around Hartle to the rack. He's got it. Irish bench wanted a foul as well. Very good driving team. Boy, they put the ball on the deck and take it right at you, step around you, and blitz to the rim. 17-12 Catholic Central. Meanwhile, Jackson Center not getting much easy. Down five. 5.5 to go in the third. Top of the circle, Regula. Regula on a weave to Hartle. Thought about shooting. Gave it to Fark. Left side, Roberts. Roberts on the bounce. Fark baseline. Hits Regula the cutter. He slices to the lane and floats it up and in. Off the window. Good shot, Carson Regula. 17-14 Catholic Central. Here's Ashton Young bulldozing down the floor. Sprints into the lane. A lot of contact. What's been whistled? Common foul, I believe, on the Tigers. Played about 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Catholic Central up three. Biggest lead has been six at least twice. Patrick Cavanaugh, 6'1 senior, checks out for the Irish. Trey King back on the floor. Jackson Center has Fark and Reese on the court, along with Reichert, Regula, and Mullenauer. Outside the arc on the left, it's King for the Irish. They lead by three. Here's a straightaway triple by Tyler Galuch. It rattles around, spins out to the left. Jackson Center snares the board. Chance to tie here with a three ball. Mullenauer, head of the key, picked up by Trey King. Left side, Kellen Reichert. On top to Camden Reese, 17-14 Irish. 4:43 to go, second quarter. Cutting through the lane, Regula. Camden Reese hits him. Regula powers in the post. Left it short, no good. Shot was deflected. It's loose on the deck. And Trey King comes away with it for the Irish. He sprints up the floor to Young. Young had it knocked away, saved it. Threw it on the arc to Cole Ray. Long, high-arching three. Hits the flange, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. Camden Reese, fast break, three on two to Regula. Spots up and banks it in. Eight-footer. Good bust out by the Tigers, who trail by one. Timeout Irish. 4:13 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1860. Online at psalm-mcgillandtangementfh.com.
Now, recently added underwriting sponsors over the course of the season here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Here's Springfield Catholic Central shooting a long three from the left corner. Ian Galuch swishes it. 20-16 Catholic Central. 3:46 to go in the second. Jackson Center attacking. Camden Reese, head of the key. Popping out to catch is Mullenauer. At the elbow on the right. Oh, tough break. Lipped the rim. It was right on the money. Somehow went down below the iron and snuck out. Wide open player low in the left. Great pass, Catholic Central. Layup, Trey King is good. Tigers lost him. Catholic Central has had about six layups in the half-court game.
Yeah, and Jackson Center just inbounded the ball, and nobody came back. He had to come flying up there and get a five-second call because they didn't have anybody bringing the ball in.
22-16 Irish after Jackson Center had sliced it to one. Here's Camden Reese foul line. Does Camden Reese have a shot yet, Chuck?
No.
On the arc, Kellen Reichert explodes into the lane. Running left-hander. Oh, he missed it. Great rebound, Mullenauer. And he's jammed on the shoulder. I think in the act of shooting. Yep. 2:52 to go, third quarter. Catholic Central 22, Jackson Center 16. Boy, if the Tigers can get to the line, that's been their bread and butter the last half of the year. But the free throw by Mullenauer is a little bit heavy. They hit the heel and kicked away. Second shot, Mullenauer, 3-4 bounces. He puts it up and in. 22-17, Catholic Central by 5. 2:46 to go in the second quarter. Ashton Young, midcourt, on the bounce. Coming out to catch, Tyler Galuch wants to drive on Reese. Real good defense by Jackson Center, which forced a walk, no call. Then Galuch dribbled up the floor, stole it. Jackson Center got it and threw it away. Tough break for the Tigers. Galuch dribbled right into trouble, coughed it up. And then the Tigers got a free possession and gave it right back. Young left corner to King. King out high to Tyler Galuch for Springfield Catholic. 2:11 to go, second quarter. 5-point lead, Irish. Down the right side, Ian Galuch. Outside the arc on the left is Trey King. Got a screen, didn't shoot the three. Dribbling down the right side. Goes Thomas Sheehan in off the bench. A 6'2" senior. He got to the baseline, slid a little bit. Did he walk with the ball?
Stepped out of bounds.
I knew it was one or the other.
Good defense by Roberts that time.
Tell you what, a few careless mistakes by the Irish have enabled Jackson Center to hang around. Tigers have not played very good defense. 22-17, Catholic Central. A minute 48 to go, second quarter. Here's Camden Reese. Throws it left side to Mullenauer, and as Mullenauer came out to catch the pass, he was spilled on the floor by a Catholic Central player. Team foul six.
It was Galuch, and he knew it. He shook his head yep and said sorry.
Inbounding the ball is Jackson Center. Low post to Reese. Reese gave it up, got it back. 7-foot bank shot, short, no good. Rebound Catholic Central. 90 seconds to go, second quarter. 17-point first half at Jackson Center, which has not been sharp offensively or defensively. Catholic Central's had something to do with all of that. A minute 20 to go in the second. Irish by 5. Here's Trey King. Here's Ashton Young. Young thought about using the screen. Now dumps it to Tyler Galuch. He can shoot it from there. He takes Camden Reese into the lane. Spinning, twisting, turning. 6-footer. Good. Oh, boy, does he have savvy. Heck of a player, Tyler Galuch, 6'4 junior. Catholic Central's biggest lead, 7, 24-17, 51 seconds to go, first half. Tigers on a weave. Here's Camden Reese to Nolan Fark. 40 seconds to go, Fark spinning foul line, left open, hits a 15-footer. Nolan Fark knocks one down, big bucket.
He's got nine of their 19.
Way to go, Nolan. He's keeping the Tigers within striking range. Down 5, 28 ticks on the clock, late first half. Catholic Central's Ashton Young is out near midcourt at the UD logo. Calmly pounding the ball on the floor. Gives it up on the play to Ian Galuch. Near side to Tyler. Down to 10, 9. Tyler sets and shoots the 3. Missed it. No good. We've got a foul on Catholic Central. Shoving on the rebound. That's a 1-1. 1-1 with 5.7 to go. Can't believe Catholic Central took that shot, Chuck.
And we'll, no, he took that a little early.
From 27 feet.
Yeah, it was deep.
And now Nolan Fark, who was crashed into on the rebound. 17th foul on the Irish, 1-1 Fark. A chance to make this a three-point game at the break. It seems like Jackson Center's been outplayed by 8 or 10 points. Nolan Fark, two bounces, free throw, swish. What a first half for Nolan Fark. He's the only Tiger who has been growling very loudly. 5.7 to go, 24-20, Catholic Central. No good, too hard. Rebound, Mullenauer. Fadeaway, 16-footer. Oh, it danced off the rim at the buzzer, and the first half closes. Well, 24-20 is better than it could have been. Springfield Catholic Central outplays Jackson Center in the first 16 minutes, but the Tigers are within range, down only 4. What a first half by Nolan Fark. He's got about half of Jackson Center's points, right, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got 10 of their 20.
Right at 50%. Solid first half for Nolan Fark. Now, if he can get his teammates going over the final two quarters. Catholic Central up 4 at intermission, 24-20. Two-minute radio station break is next. Two-minute radio station break is upcoming. After I tell you all about Osgood Bank, looking to buy, build, or refinance a home, well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Two-minute radio station break. Springfield Catholic Central 24, Jackson Center 20 at the half here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. Yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And welcome back to the UD Arena. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Easy for me to say. I should be able to say your name backwards by now.
I've been called worse.
Well, we've got Jackson Center within 4, although outplayed by more than 4. 24-20 Catholic Central at intermission as Brad Bergman strolls by. One of Botkin's fine members of the coaching staff. Hello, Brad. Gave up too many points second half. Got to sharpen up on that defense, bud. Botkin's won 73-39 but had allowed just 10 points after the first two quarters. Gave up 29 in the second half. I bet that was a point of concern in the locker room post-game. Yeah, Brad just said, you got it, man, you got it. It gets tougher from here on out, that's for sure. Bodkins will play Jackson Center, Catholic Central, in the nightcap of the doubleheader at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena next Tuesday. That game tips at 8. Bodkins against this winner. So many thanks to our fine radio station sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. They include Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, and Sydney Troy Pickwa Body Car Start. Chuck, let's take a look at the halftime stats. Jackson Center, very fortunate, I think, to be within 4 at this juncture.
Well, Tyler Galouche was 5 of 7, 0 of 2 shooting threes. The only two misses that he had. As a team, they shot 73%, 11 of 15 from the floor, 2 of 6 from 3 points. If they just go keep going inside, I don't think Jackson can stop them. On the other end, Jackson Center shot 36%, 8 of 22, 1 of 5 shooting three-pointers, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Catholic Central did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Individual scoring for Catholic Central, Tyler Galouche had 10. They got 4 from Ashton Young, 3 each from Kavanaugh and Ian Galouche, and 2 from King, 2 from Cole Ray. They scored 13 and 11, 24 for the first half. Jackson only had 3 people score for him. 10 for Nolan Fark, 6 for Carson Regula, and 4 for Jay Smullenauer. They got no points out of Reichert. They got no points out of Camden Reese. That needs to change in the second half if they're going to win the basketball game.
Yeah, that's a far cry from the balance we talked about in the pregame.
Right.
That's been so essential for Jackson Center during this 12-game win streak. Not getting balanced tonight.
They didn't play very well on either end of the floor, quite honestly, in the first half. And you're right. It doesn't feel like a 4-point game. It feels like they should be down more. So they got to take that in the locker room and come out and change some things, make some adjustments. No better coach in the state of Ohio to make adjustments like Scott Elkert. Let's see what comes out in the second half.
And the arrow says it's Jackson Center ball to start the third quarter. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. 24-20 Catholic Central over Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service,
and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join its growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift. Earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of the legacy that is iconic at Airstream in Jackson Center. Chuck, great start to the third quarter. A big hoop by Regula to cut Catholic Central's lead from 4-2. It wasn't Carson. It was Jace. That was a two-pointer, not a three, yep. So it's a 24-22 game. Jackson Center led by four at the half. Jackson Center's been down by as many as seven. It was 24-17 late in the second quarter. 45 seconds gone here in the third. Catholic Central works it around. Ashton Young, shot fake on the arc. Goes baseline underneath against Kellen Reichert. Had a shot, passed it up. Gave it to the long jump shooter. A three ball is good. Wow, it was poured in from downtown by Ian Galush. He came off a screen and potted one from distance. Jackson Center's down five. 6:48 to go here in the third. Camden Reese needs to get going. They got to assist Nolan Fark, who was the primary Tiger in that first half. Here's Carson Regula. Wow, in the post. Herky jerky up and under. Got it for two. Mullenauer and Regula. Two hard-earned buckets for the Tigers to start the second half. Here's a foul on a reach against Jackson Center as Ashton Young explored the middle of the lane.
Move your feet. Quit reaching in.
6:27 to go in the third. Catholic Central up three. Here's Ashton Young on the arc. Fakes right, goes left. Here's a shot fake by Catholic Central. Almost a three ball was triggered. Far side of the floor, but Kavanaugh. Here's a drive into the paint area by Young. Flipped it up, no good. Rebound strong. Tyler Galuch off the iron. No. Rebound Jackson Center. Here comes Mullenauer. He leads the Express down the floor. Throws to Regula on the arc. Jackson Center can tie with a three. 27-24, Catholic Central. Mullenauer, head of the key, turns the corner, down the lane, overshoots it. Weak side rebound attempt by Regula. It is tipped out by Catholic Central. Break for the Tigers. Baseline left of the rim. Kellen Reichert, the playmaker. 5:49 to go, third quarter. Catholic Central ahead by three. Regula inside the arc. Left wing, 17-footer, short. Rebound down to the Irish. 5:38 to go, third quarter. Here's Tyler Galuch, 25 feet away. Tyler's got the ball on the bounce. On the dribble. Looks for a teammate. Throws it far left wing to Ian Galuch. Brothers. Top of the circle, Patrick Kavanaugh, 6'1 senior, picked up there by Carson Regula. Jackson Center down three, 27-24. 5:14 to go, third quarter. Here's Tyler Galuch bumping some more. Spins, fades from 10. No good. Excellent defense, but Jackson Center made that shot a little more difficult than Tyler thought. Oh, look at Carson Regula. Wow. Explode. A burst by Carson Regula. He took it 60 feet to the rack for a deuce. And Jackson Center's within 1:4:51 to go, third quarter. Pretty good defense for the Tigers. Last trip down for the Irish. Tyler Galuch was bottled up. Had a tough shot. Couldn't get it to go. Irish up 1:4:38 left, third quarter. On the arc, Patrick Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh sets and shoots a triple. Got it. A long bomb by Kavanaugh.
That's his third. He's made both of them here in the second half and three for the game.
Tigers gave him room. He poured it through. 4:19 left here in the third quarter. 4-point lead, Catholic Central. Here's Kellen Riker to Camden Reese on top. Camden's gotten this one shot. Straightaway regular inside the arc. Way short. Barely caught the rim. Rebound down to the Irish. Here's Ashton Young. Out of control in the lane. Stripped by Jackson Center. 3-on-2. Fark pulls up. Fades. Hits a 10-footer. 30-28 Irish. 3:51 to go, third quarter. Ball walked ahead by Ian Galuch, Catholic Central. Far left flank. Goes to Kavanaugh. Here's Kavanaugh handing off to a teammate. He's got a little crease in the lane. Foul. Jackson Center in the act of shooting. Cole Ray goes to the stripe with 3:39 left here in the third quarter. Catholic Central up 2:30-28. Catholic Central doesn't shoot free throws on the season as well as Jackson Center. And this one's got too much oomph on it. It hits the back frame. No good.
That was their first free throw attempt of the game.
Here's the second shot by Cole Ray. Perfect. That was pure. And the lead inches back out to 3. 31-28 Irish. 3:35 to go, third quarter. Camden Reese to Mullenauer. On a weave to Fark. 25 feet out. Picked up by Ashton Young. Got to Camden Reese. Camden Reese, foul line. Hands to Mullenauer. Mullenauer inside the arc. Fade away. 18-footer. In and out. Great rebound, Roberts. Tigers save the possession. Mullenauer. Reese. Mullenauer, Fark, straight away. Here's Camden Reese. Reese wants to turn the corner, can't do it. Gives it up, gets it back in the post. Flips on the arc to Fark. That of Bryson Roberts, left side. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center down 3, 31-28. Here's Nolan Fark. Wants to drive on Ashton Young, can't. Here's a fadeaway three ball by Kellen Riker. Skids off the rim, hits the glass. Rebound, Catholic Central. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center behind the three. Here's Ashton Young, 35 feet out. Handed off in the play to Patrick Kavanaugh. Back to Tyler Galuch. Hits a backdoor cutter all the way to the rim. No, but a foul. Ian Galuch was wide open as the Irish caught the Tigers napping. Two shots coming for Ian Galuch. Tigers down 3. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Free throw is up, and it is good by Ian Galuch. Jackson Center has not led in this game, Chuck. Nope.
No, they are playing better defense in this half, but they still are letting Catholic Central get awfully good shots.
And Jackson Center cannot get to the rim at the offensive end. Camden Reese, I think, has only taken one or two shots.
Yeah.
Both free throws good by the Irish, who lead it by 5 again. 33-28, 2:18 to go, third quarter. Here's Camden Reese. Fark posts up. Fadeaway shot, way long, air ball. Rebound, Catholic Central. Irish on the move, down the floor. Ian Galuch, right side pass to Tyler. Tyler against Camden Reese. Explodes, baseline, into the lane. Banks it, makes it. Oh, razzle dazzle. That was a heck of a maneuver. And the lead for the Irish swells to 7. Here's Camden Reese. Here's Mullenauer, 25 feet away. Mullenauer, foul line J. Oh, my goodness. It hooked around the rim 3 times. Spun off like a top. Bad shooting luck for Mullenauer. and the Irish have got the board. Minute 30 to go, third quarter. Here's Ashton Young, foul line. Dumps it behind him to Tyler Galooch. 25 feet away to Ian Galooch. A minute 18 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center down 7. And Ashton Young signals, we're going to spread the floor. And the Irish do that. Head coach John Dentlich nods his head. Coach Dentlich has done a fine job with this bunch. Catholic Central has lost just 2 on the entire year. Lost to Troy Christian very late in the campaign on February 8th at home, 51-46. Lost in late January to Cedarville, 56-55. Beat Cedarville, 43-41 in the sectional final on Saturday. And Jackson Center comes out and guards a little more aggressively now. Here comes Riker.
Why wouldn't you? You're down 7 points.
Right. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 7-point lead, Catholic Central. Now retreating to the UD logo is Tyler Galooch. Camden Reese a good 10 feet off. And Jackson Center is going to take this down, or I should say the Irish will take this down against the Tigers to the last few ticks on the clock here in the third quarter. 10, 9, 8. Tyler Galooch to Ian Galooch. Ashton Young's got it. 5 to go. A drive by Ashton Young in the lane. It hangs on the rim. No good. Break for the Tigers. Thought that was going to go in. It almost went down. That would have been serious trouble for the Tigers, who would have been behind by 9. Nonetheless, at 7, Catholic Central 35, Jackson Center 28 at the end of 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
We welcome you back here to the UD Arena. Jackson Center's got work to do, ground to make up, down 7, 35-28 to Catholic Central in this boys Division 4 district championship. The first two games here today won by Tri-Village over Fayetteville Perry, 64-29. Botkins then won 73-39 over Ripley. The winner of this game plays Botkins in the second of 2 regional semis at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday night, 1 week from this evening. And in the first game, Tri-Village will meet a team from the Columbus Central District, more than likely either Grove City Christian or East Knox. Here's a drive to the rim by Ashton Young to start the fourth quarter. He missed it. Might have been fouled. His 5-footer was short. Tigers got a break. Jackson Center got the rebound. Regular baseline left to Fark. He muscles up a 6-footer. Blocked and taken away by Tyler Galooch. Boy, he is a defensive demon. Here's a drive. Ashton Young got fouled again. No call. Rebound Carson Regula. Boy, they letting him play now.
Yeah, it's getting late. The officials want to go home.
Regular head of the key to Bryson Roberts for a triple. It rimmed. It was below the cylinder and somehow snapped out a lid on it for the Tigers. Jackson Center here in the second half, Chuck, in better than 9 minutes has produced how many points?
Well, they've scored 8.
That's not enough to catch up against Catholic Central, which leads 35-28. Near steal, Nolan Fark. He does have it. Outlet to Reese. Popped away by Catholic Central. Picked up by Roberts, who trailed it. Gave it to Fark. Wild and woolly start to the fourth quarter.
You better be strong right now, because they're not calling anything.
Carson Regula dribble drive. Reach in by Young of Catholic Central. Slapped it off the kneecap of Regula. Out of bounds. Catholic Central ball. And it's a 30-second timeout. 6:26 to go, fourth quarter. We're stuck at 35-28 Irish on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Yep, here we go. The final 6:26. Catholic Central with the ball up 7. 35-28. Chuck, that was the score at the end of three, right? 35-28?
Yes.
Nobody scored in nearly 2 minutes to start the fourth. Here's Tyler Galuch back to the basket, mid-range. Fades, shoots over Camden Reese. Bingo! He's got it. Catholic Central's in business now, up 9. 37-28, under 6 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Fark. Now Mullenauer, 30 feet away. Back to Nolan. Nolan tries to get a screen. Tigers getting nothing easy at the offensive end. Catholic Central's defense has been superb. They've thrown a net over the Tigers. We've had a number of jump shots go in and out. Here's Camden Reese on a drive. Camden Reese to the rack. Looked like a clean block by Tyler Galuch. It's ruled a two-shot foul.
I think the reason the fans are upset is because there's been five or six fouls in this quarter that haven't been called.
Yep.
There were worse than that.
Exactly.
Yep. Nope.
Free throw Camden Reese is no good.
Not even close.
And the Tigers free throw shooting, which was a 3 out of 4 on the year coming into the game, has been subpar.
3 for 7.
Camden Reese missed one, missed them both. 3 for 8. Rebound Catholic Central up 9. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Ashton Young, midcourt. So far, it's been a Springfield Catholic Central A-minus, B-plus game. Tigers B-minus at best. Down 9, 3 minutes into the fourth quarter.
Boy, you're grading on a curve if you're giving them a B-minus.
giving them the benefit of the doubt. Here's Ashton Young, left corner, all the way to the rack. He had a gimme, blew it, no good. Break for the Tigers. Rebound down to Fark. 4:56 to go. Jackson Center behind the 9. Fark carried the ball. Yep. He walked. 4:53 to go, fourth quarter. Head coach Scott Elkert needs a timeout. Tigers not playing very well. Down 9, under 5 to go in the fourth. On scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
A big turn of events after the timeout. Catholic Central coughed up the ball at midcourt, and away went the Tigers. A quick 2-on-1. Regula got the field goal. Here's Ashton Young coming back, and a depth drive into the lane. He hangs, suspends himself, and scores.
That was a nice move, but I'll tell you what, those are the ugliest tennis shoes I've ever seen that he's wearing.
They are multicolored. They look like shoes you might wear if you were working a lemonade stand.
Yeah, or possibly a clown. But He sure can play basketball. 30, yes, Ashton Young made a beautiful maneuver last trip down. He hung in midair, made the shot right in front. Jackson Center bounced right back, and the Tigers' Carson Regula worked hard in the post, put up an eight-footer, was walloped on the arm, two free throws, first shot good, 39-31, Catholic Central, 3:56 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot Regula, deep knee bend, it is in and out, oh my goodness. Jackson Center's had numerous shots tonight that have just spun like a top.
They're 4-for-10 from the free throw line.
Yep.
That is not Jackson Center-esque.
Nope. 75% on the year, 40% tonight at the free throw line. A number of jump shots have just spun around forever and ever and come out. Here's Ashton Young hogging the ball. Too much dribbling. Stolen by Regula. Regula down the floor. Ripped away by Catholic Central. Out of bounds. It rolls off Regula's foot. Catholic Central ball. Boy, they're letting him play.
Well, that was just bad luck for Carson. He was going to get to the rim, and then somebody just barely got a hand in there to knock the ball off his leg.
39-31. Catholic Central leads. We're all the way down to 3:28 to go, fourth quarter. I said it was going to be a game in the mid-40s. That's what it might be. Ashton Young explodes. He drove from 35, 40 feet away. The court opened up. It was one-on-one. Young against a Tiger. He flipped it in on the go with the left hand. Mullenauer retaliates. 17-footer short. Rebound Catholic Central, which is up at 10. 3 minutes to go. Tigers are going to need a miracle now. Here's Ashton Young, midcourt. Springfield Catholic Central's led the whole way. Here's Ian Gallucci in the lane. Tried an off-balance shot. Ill-advised. Blocked away by Jackson Center. Mistake there by the Irish. Up ahead to Regula. Tigers need a three. Here's Camden Reese, 30 feet away. Deals to Mullenauer. Mullenauer to Fark. Fark on the arc. Has a little bit of a seam. Runs, shoots from 10 feet. Overshot it. Weak side rebound. Catholic Central, not the Tigers' evening.
Catholic Central has one offensive rebound, but if you never miss a shot, I guess you don't need a rebound.
Well, yeah, you're right. Here's Camden Reese trying to make an intercept, and he raked a Catholic Central player across the arm. Common foul. Timeout Tigers, 2:20 left, fourth quarter, 41-31 Catholic Central. 10-point game, Tigers in a world of hurt. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Jackson Center trails by 10. Just over two to play in the fourth quarter, 41-31 Irish. Here's Ashton Young into the lane, throws on the arc to Ian Gallucci. He's out near midcourt, shoved into backcourt, fouled by Camden Reese. Team foul five on the Tigers. Simply put, Jackson Center not sharp tonight. Catholic Central has had quite a bit to do with that.
Right.
But the free throw shooting for Jackson Center off, the field goal shooting off. And Catholic Central has gotten, what, Chuck, about seven or eight layups out of the half-court offense?
Yep.
That's as far too many. Minute 55 to go. Here's a near steal by Jackson Center. Gotten back by Tyler Gallucci. Goes baseline to Kavanaugh. And what do we have? Time out. Coach Detling, far side of the floor,
very alertly gets a timeout because an Irish player was in a pickle down in the corner. We'll keep it here. A minute 51 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center down by 10. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. And you can get a test for the coronavirus, results in a day or two. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday, closed 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 937-596-8100. 596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville and Enon. Located at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Now at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. And on Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Your Pro Hardware stores can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. DeWalt Power Tools, always on sale. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his stores in Greenville, Jackson Center, and Enon on scoresbroadcast.com. Another foul, Jackson Center, team six, the minute 44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Springfield Catholic milking the clock. Now the Tigers will foul, and the Irish will have to shoot. Seventh team foul right around the corner, 1-1. Upcoming for Springfield Catholic. Here's Ian Galuch inbounding. Gets it on the play to Patrick Cavanaugh. It's thrown out near midcourt to Ian Galuch. He's turned around by Nolan Fark. That's a foul. 1-1 coming. It's a 10-point game. How many threes has Jackson Center made, Chuck?
They have made one. And Nolan Fark hit one in the second quarter.
Well, that's the story right there. Jackson Center's outside shooting, not very good. Free throw is in by Ian Galuch. And that's the Irish biggest lead of the night, 11, 42-31.
Ian Galuch is pretty good, but boy, he got passed by his junior brother.
Second shot, Ian on the way. Yep. Springfield Catholic Central, a much poorer free throw shooting team than Jackson Center on the year, but you would not know it tonight. Here's Camden Reese, 25 feet away, being hounded, grabbed, and fouled. And that is a common foul on Catholic Central, a good one to give up. Minute 33 to go, fourth quarter, 43-31. Catholic Central over Jackson Center. Here's Camden Reese, top of the circle. Wheels a pass down low for Kellen Riker. Wide of the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Needless to say, Jackson Center not sharp.
Not their night. Picked a bad time to play a game like this.
Dribbling up the floor, Ian Galuch throws it down inside to a teammate. Foul at the timeline on Jackson Center. 1-1 for the Irish, who lead it by 12, 43-31, with a minute 21 to go in the fourth. Don't forget, we've got more action for you on Thursday, 5:30 airtime. Tri-Village Girls take on Danville, followed by Fort Loramie versus Cincinnati Country Day. Big doubleheader from Vandalia Butler. It's the girls' D4 regional semifinals coming up on Thursday. Free throw by Ian Galuch is good. What's Catholic Central at the stripe?
Three for four, so they're 6 for 8.
6 for 8, and Jackson Center at last check was 4 of 10. Ian Galuch hits again. 45-31, Irish, who are pulling away. Minute 16 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Camden Reese out high. Gives it to Regula. Top of the circle, jacks up a three, switch. Carson Regula pours one in from distance. Tigers needed that 4 or 5 minutes ago. Timeout called. 11-point game, Irish. 68 seconds to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
One minute, 8 seconds to go. Jackson Center trails by 11, 45-34. Only 2 3-point makes tonight for the Tigers, who have been a 40% free throw shooting team this evening, 4 out of 10. Up over the timeline, Ian Galuch to Tyler. Tyler has it batted. Jalen Riker nearly stole it. It's at side court into the Catholic Central bench, out of bounds off Jackson Center. 56.5 left in the fourth. Inbounding Catholic Central. Ball rolled to Ashton Young. Young to Ian Galuch. Here comes the triple team. Ball thrown low in the right to a teammate. Spin move. Layup. Cole Ray. He's got it. And he's fouled. And that puts a seal on this one. 47-34 Irish, 48.5 to go. And the only player, Chuck, I think, on this entire Jackson Center roster who is a 12th grader is Carson Regula.
Well, they just put Esser and Ryan Saylor in the game. They're both seniors.
I'm sorry. The only young man who plays a lot, plays quite a bit, is Carson. Esser and Saylor are seniors as well. Can't forget them. They graduate, as does Carson Regula. So this Jackson Center team will be experienced, rock solid next year, no question about it. That's for sure. Free throw no good after the made shot by the Irish, who lead it to 13, 42 seconds to go. Foul at midcourt to Patrick Cavanaugh as the Irish use up their common fouls. They've committed a third and a fourth. Maybe this last one was to get subs in. And here comes the Irish bench. 13-point lead, Catholic Central. Botkins, Springfield Catholic Central. Oh, boy, that's a potential trap game for Botkins next Tuesday night at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. You can't go sleeping on the Irish. It's a mighty good, very well-coached team.
Well, it is, but they don't have near the talent that Botkins has.
Jackson Center with wholesale changes. Long three-pointer by the Tigers. No good. Rebound Jackson Center in the lane. Esser had it momentarily. Knocked away by the Irish. 20 seconds to go. Spin move down low. Jackson Center. Shot up and in.
No idea.
Nice play. Jackson Center with 13 seconds left to make it 47-36. And the Irish will dribble out the clock. And that will do it. Again, just three seniors on this roster. Only one young man who played a lot, Carson Regula. Jackson Center will be experienced and superb next year. But tonight, not the night for the Tigers to growl. Springfield Catholic Central pulled away to win by 11, 47-36. We've got a two-minute radio station breakup coming in just a matter of seconds before I tell you all about Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Oh, what a great place to eat. You can call Meyer's for pickup at any time. Great food at Meyer's. Snacks, lunches, evening meals, outstanding breakfast. 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, wings. You can be sure you'll always find something you want at Meyer's. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak dinners. Just $14.50. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Jackson Center Tigers conclude their successful season, 19-7, a second place tie in the Shelby County League with Fort Loramie at 8-4, and the 12-game win streak for the Tigers ends tonight. Catholic Central wins by 11. We'll return in 2 minutes after a radio station break. Radio station break is next. Back in 2 minutes, 47-36, Springfield Catholic Center downs, Springfield Catholic Central downs Jackson Center here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's victorishealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the UD Arena. Botkins a winner, 73-39. Jackson Center loses to the Irish of Springfield Catholic Central. Final tally, 47-36. The two winners here tonight in the 7 o'clock and 8:45 games collide next Tuesday, 1 week from tonight, in a regional semifinal 8 o'clock tilt at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Tri-Village, who won the 5 o'clock game this evening, 64-29 over Fayetteville Perry, awaits a weekend winner out of the Central District in Columbus. Could be Grove City Christian, could be East Knox. Our next coverage is Thursday, 5:30. Tri-Village girls against Danville. Fort Loramie Country Day will follow. That's her setup on Thursday night. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Baker Clancy's awards. It was not the Tigers' night.
No, they regular had 16. And Fark had 12. They got 6 from Mullenauer. And an anonymous young man, sorry, I don't know his name, came off the bench. He had 2. That's the only, besides those 3 kids, the only one that scored in the game. I'm going to go with Regula, 6'1 senior. He deserves it tonight. On the other side, Catholic Central, only 1 in double figures, but really balanced. Tyler Galush had 14. Then they got 9 from Ian Galush. They got 9 from Kavanaugh. They got 8 from Ashton Young, 5 from Cole Ray, and 2 from Trey King. They were terrific tonight. Let's just be honest. And Tyler Galush is my player of the game for Catholic Central.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, the Jackson Center Tigers tonight shot about 34% from the floor, 20% from behind the arc, 4 of 10 at the free throw line. Numbers simply not good enough to win against a solid team like Catholic Central. Right, Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't play very well on either end of the floor, and Catholic Central's got a hell of a basketball team. They played really well tonight, and they will make Botkins play a game.
Amazing shooting by Catholic Central, which took only 29 field goal tries on the night. Catholic Central made 18 of 29, 4 of 8 on 3, 7 of 9 at the free throw line, out totaling Jackson Center in every department.
Every department. But I'll tell you, the difference is going to be that Trent Botkins has rim protectors. Jackson Center has none.
Yeah, Tigers simply could not get anything easy below the foul line. Camden Reese in the sectional final against Fort Loramie got to the rim numerous times, shot two free throws often, made a couple big hoops, including the game winner. Not a trace of Jackson Center getting into the paint with a decent shot opportunity in this game this evening.
It says they scored 24 points in the paint. I'm not sure what they're calling the paint then.
A few transition baskets after midcourt steals.
Yeah.
So there we go. Jackson Center beaten by 11 by Catholic Central, 47-36 after Botkins routed its opponent Ripley by a score of 73-39, setting the stage for next Tuesday night's 8 p.m. regional semifinal between Catholic Central and Botkins. We've got a girls doubleheader for you on Thursday. Girls D4 regional semifinals. Airtime starting off tonight at 5:30 from Vandalia Butler, Tri-Village in Danville, followed by Fort Loramie and Country Day. So many thanks to our great anchor sponsors tonight. We'll run through them quickly. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, what's your favorite thing?
Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Gratitude to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. The cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, at South Needmore and North Dayton. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. And also thanks to our Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. In gratitude to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, we keep you moving forward at Pinnacle. For our radio station audience via WMVR, our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, thanks to Derek, the board operators at the radio station, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from the University of Dayton Arena, where Jackson Center has fallen to Springfield Catholic Central 47-36 after a Botkins win over Ripley 73-39. Goodnight, everybody.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.